because we gotta make this real. And as we discuss it, the more we discuss it, the more real it gets. For in doing this, in showing and modeling true wealth, our true abundance, showing the creative power of it, we are showing our brothers and sisters themselves that which they have, to play on the words of Shakespeare, but do not yet possess. And this is true for all of us, underclass to an extent. For all of us, it is a continuous process of re-becoming authentic. As Bruce Lee says, to express oneself honestly, not lying to oneself, that, my friend, is very hard to do. Unquote. So when agents come among us, as they will, they must, it's important that we acknowledge their inevitable presence. Speaking generically, I'm not suggesting we can be certain who is or is not an agent. Acknowledge the presence of paid folk among us with love, and in such a way that every single one of us is, in a sense, indicted. And this is definitely, I have to just own here, this is definitely not an individual project, this business of accepting that there are agents. We need the support and mutual aid of our fellows to do this. But as to being led by any particular one, this must be denied by the very structure of our cooperative association. Because the basic unit of political organization in the transition, no less than in our freedom, is the individual. And what does that mean? It means self-sufficiency politically, and there's a lot captured in that phrase, which we'll have to unpack next week. It means self-sufficiency politically. It means the light of our individuality shines bright. It means, as Whitman said, no papers bind our agreement. Only our spirit of freedom leads us. Quote from Walt, were you looking to be held together by lawyers? Or by an agreement on a paper? Or by arms? Nay, nor the world nor any living thing will so cohere. Unquote from Over the Carnage Rose Prophetic, a voice. It means we come together. We help each other out of love, that our word is our bond. And in the process, as we do this, we are destroying, dismantling class in the model of soul sufficiency we present. Peter Kropotkin presented us with the answer. It's been sitting there waiting for us to catch up for over a century, or perhaps just waiting for the internet.